It's Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman. Trinity Repertory Company in Providence opens its 2015-16 season this month. It's the 52nd season for Trinity, and opening the season is Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. Joining me in the studio this morning are two members of the Trinity Company, Tyler Dabrowski, who is directing this production of Julius Caesar. Welcome to Rhode Island Public Radio, Tyler.
I'm happy to be here.
And welcome also to Ann Scurria, who portrays Julius Caesar in the show. And the fact that you are Julius Caesar leads me to believe that this production is somewhat unusual. Am I right about that?
I think so. I think in the Trinity way, we always catch you by surprise and hopefully offer something new.
Well, I love the trailer for this production that's on your website. I admit I'm hooked with that.
Breaking news, Julius Caesar's death has taken the attention of the world.
The entire city in shock over her brutal
Julius Caesar was assassinated today.
It really does bring the play right into the middle of contemporary culture. Is that reflective of the tone of the play as we'll see it at Trinity, Tyler?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we're trying to make it as contemporary as possible. We want to remove any kind of barriers that people might have to sort of understanding the themes that Shakespeare put into the play. So, it's going to be relatively contemporary.
Now, how do you go about crafting an interpretation of an iconic Shakespeare play like that? Is it at all intimidating, or is this something that you've always wanted to do?
I think both. It's intimidating because it's one of the best pieces of dramatic literature in the history of the world, you know. So obviously you know if something goes wrong, it's not the play's fault. But it's also incredibly exciting and challenging and really fun.
Now, Ann Scurria, I know you've done Shakespeare before, certainly. I know you were Lady Macbeth not too long ago. How did you approach this particular role?
Well, this was really interesting. I never thought that I would get the opportunity to play Julius Caesar. And when we were sitting around the table, we were trying to think of a historical equivalent in, you know, a woman who had that much power throughout history. And we came up with Catherine the Great and Elizabeth I, but they were all royalty and Julius Caesar wasn't. The best combination we could come up with was a combination of Oprah and Margaret Thatcher. And that, so it feels really wonderful, especially for the young women who are going to be coming to see this show, to be able to play a role that is something that maybe someone will aspire to. I mean, hopefully at some point we'll have a woman president in this country.
Well, I certainly think people are going to be seeing relationships to Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that came to mind when you were doing the show.
Yes, it did. But we didn't want to limit it to that. Of course, it's Shakespeare's play, so that's the skeleton that it all rests on. I think it'll be quite an experience for the audience to see a woman being stabbed 33 times than a man being stabbed 33 times.
In the rest of the play, too, having a woman as Julius Caesar, how did that change the relationships on stage with the other actors?
Part of it is that Caesar, in the play, Caesar has a wife, Calpurnia. In this production, she has a husband, Calpurnius. We changed the sort of end of his name to make it more masculine. And that created actually a very interesting, really intriguing relationship because as opposed to sort of the wife being the supporter of this great leader, it's instead a man who has to support the leader of the world.
Ann Scurria, are there any other traditionally male roles that you would like to tackle now that you've taken care of Julius Caesar?
Well, I think I was the first female Ebenezer Scrooge, which caused quite a ruckus. Some people were livid, some people were thrilled, but it really caused a lot of people to get excited. It's also something, I think, where we are culturally now, as women get older and keep working, more powerful roles are open to you than were open to you, say, when you were the age of an ingenue or a wife.
Actress Ann Scurria playing Julius Caesar in the new production. Thank you, Ann, and thank you also to director Tyler Dabrowski.
Thank you.
Trinity Repertory Company's production of Julius Caesar opens in previews tonight and officially on Monday, the 14th. I'm Chuck Hinman, Rhode Island Public Radio.